From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters now. Okay, everyone, tell the truth. Have you ever played a little air guitar, you know, in the privacy of your own home? It's a guilty pleasure that many folks indulge in, but you don't always admit it. Well, turns out maybe you should, because there's a national competition for folks who have no guitar, no ability to play one, but plenty of musical heart and soul. And the competition is coming to Idaho. Idaho's air guitar champion from last year, Brian Van Air Nation Dunn, is joining us now, along with Lloyd Stonehenge Wima, who is a member of the U.S. Air Guitar Production Crew. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Okay, so Lloyd, I want to start off with you. Tell us about this competition. I mean, how does it work? Are there rules of air guitar?
They're all rules. There's a couple of rules you got to follow. You got to play an air guitar. So like you can't like take up a broom on stage and play the broom. You got to play the air. So it's air guitar, that's a rule. You can have some like groupies or roadies you know, come with you. But once your performance starts on stage, it's solo. It's a solo routine. So you can't have a whole band up there with you. It's just you playing your air guitar on stage. And really, that's like the only like rules of air guitar. You know, like, there's like some other little, you know, things that maybe like the place you're playing at won't let you, you know, set the place on fire or something. but like, for the, you know, it's quite simple. You just play air guitar.
Okay, I love this. So, Brian, you are currently the reigning Idaho champion of air guitar. I did not know we had one, so it's very nice to meet you. How did you get started doing this? I mean, you know, what is it that made you think, not only do I play air guitar in my house, I'm gonna win a title?
Well, many, many moons ago, when there was a Blockbuster video, I had stumbled in there, and I came across this DVD called Air Guitar Nation. And I'm looking at it, and it had C. Diddy and Bjorn Da Rock on the cover. One has a Hello Kitty chest plate. The other one's doing like air splits. And I was like, what is this? This looks amazing. Took it home, watched it. And by the end, I was like, how was I just entertained through that whole documentary when they were literally playing nothing?
So
from there, I ended up following the House of Blues on Facebook, and that was a couple years after I got the DVD. And then Nationals was going to be House of Blues on Sunset Strip, and that was my first show, and then I just fell in love with it.
Okay, so Lloyd, what does it take for someone to win air guitar? Because you've said they have to have airness. What is that? How do you find it?
Yep.
Or is it just something inherently in you?
Well, so there's like three criteria that the judges are looking for. One is your, you know, technical merit. Like, does it look like you're actually playing, you know, notes when people are hearing notes? The next one is stage presence. Do you, you know, interact with the crowd? Does it look like you are a, you know, rock star up on stage? Or is it entertaining while you're up there? And then, you know, what you just mentioned, airness. Airness is the hardest thing. It's so hard to define. But a lot of people will say you know it when you see it.
I totally get that. So,
are the three things the judges are looking for.
Okay. And so, Brian, as you mentioned, as we just talked about, you won the air guitar title in Idaho last year, but then you actually went on to place sixth in the nation. Are you planning on defending your title this year? Do you have aspirations of maybe winning the whole thing and taking home the national championship?
Oh, I will be there this year defending my title, and I'm not going to let it go so easy. It's going to take a little more than just air from someone to come and snatch his belt for me. So I'm going to give it all I got, and hopefully I go on to Nationals in Denver. And if my plans don't fall through this year here in Boise, I will travel to Salt Lake to compete again. And if it don't work in Salt Lake, maybe I'll go to Seattle for a third try. But either way,
Oh
I
my
will be at
goodness.
Nationals.
And so Brian, how do you prepare for this? I mean, everybody plays air guitar at some point, but I mean, when Lloyd was talking about you have to be like, when people hear those notes, it has to look like you're actually playing the guitar. And I was like, well, I they'd boo me off the stage at that point. But so, I mean, in all honesty, like how much preparation are you doing throughout the year, not just to make it, to keep your title here in Idaho, but to hopefully get to nationals?
Well, I think I put in quite a bit of prep. Like I do, I'll hear a song months, like even half a year prior to competition coming up. I'll make an edit and then I'll just constantly play in my head and think of moves to go at certain parts for it. And I'm getting at it for months prior, and then I'll start putting a routine together and just kind of hone it all into a good show for, the whole 60 seconds that we have. So I put in a lot of time, more than some people. Some people will throw an edit together in like the same week of a competition, and then they'll go out there and they'll just crush it. I need a little bit more time to prepare for it.
So Lloyd, how important is it, things like song choice, right? When it comes to competing? I mean, can someone choose a wrong song, or is there such a thing?
Well, for the individual, I don't think there's ever anything wrong with whatever song choice that individual chooses. However, choosing a song that doesn't have a lot of guitar in it, that can be kind of a mistake, right? And there's a lot, there's something that's going to get the crowd a lot more involved. So a lot of people like to play heavy metal songs. Oh, that's really popular, right? Like the big 80s bands. Lots of people like Metallica. Lots of people like some AC/DC. There's lots of songs like that. I myself like to try to win playing something that's not heavy metal. I like to do songs that nobody else has done. So I was at the World Championships last year. I played Purple Rain by Prince. So that's not usually an artist that gets a lot of songs played. At the US Nationals, I did Billy Ocean. I did Lover Boy by Billy Ocean. Nobody's ever done that
Oh my
song before.
goodness.
So I like to try to do a little bit something different than what the other air guitarists are. I'll do some country songs. I like to sh show the fact that I'm not a one genre air guitarist.
So Lloyd, what would you tell folks who maybe they're maybe maybe they play air guitar at home, but what does it take to go from home to the stage?
It only takes you getting on stage. That's it, really. It's quite simple. Like you mentioned earlier, almost everybody's played air guitar at some point in time, right? And obviously, I used to try to say that but people take it seriously, right? Like nobody's like, oh, I can win that. And then just goes up and wins without having played air guitar before. There's like a raw talent, but you've got to, yeah, I mean, you just get involved in it. It's easy. You'll learn, like you might learn, some things that will work better. If you go to your first competition, You might have like your own idea of, but after you've seen a few of the other competitors, you're like, oh, that's a good idea. I should have done that instead. Mm-hmm. Like that's one of the things, you know, like what the judges are looking for. You know, that's something you can learn when you show up to a show. But I mean, I've seen people just walk out of the crowd and, you know, have just raw talent, and really, really command the crowd. You just have a good time. If you have a good time, that's all that matters, really, right? Like you're there,
yeah.
You're kind of there for the fans, but you're really there for yourself. And you get that 60 seconds of being, you know, a rock god for that 60 seconds.
And Brian, before I let you guys go, let me ask you this. I mean, air guitar is great fun, but there's really a really good cause around what you do as well.
Yes, there is. This year, U.S. Air Guitar sponsored up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to raise awareness for all the great things that they do and their Dream Big campaign. So every competition that's going on, everything raised from the competition, all proceeds benefit LLS. So it's for a good cause. Hashtag Dream Big campaign. Do it for the children.
What a great cause. You're going to have a lot of fun and raise money for something that's so necessary. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.